Okay, Rabbi said this last mission in the Perek is really the Hakdoma to the next Perek. It's Magdir, what type of Bailus and what type of Korbanos are in the Parsha of Temura. So some of this Mishnah was already quoted in the Sugis earlier. So primarily I want to be Mevar, what's the Machlokes in the Mishnah? And we'll see how we have Rayas from different Sugis. The Mishnah brings down that Oifus and Menachos don't do Temura, cannot make Temura, cannot affect Temura. Shelei Nemra Ela Behema. Because the Parsha Temura was only said by Behema. Hatzibur Vashutofim Einan Oysen Temura. Tzibur and Shutfim do not make Temura. From the reading of the Mishnah, it's not clear if these are two separate reasons, two separate drushas, or just one din, Shutfis. And the Tzibur is Shutfim. Or is there a unique drasha? We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara brings down a special pasuk for Tzibur. It says, Shenemar le'achlifenu v'liyomer. Yochid oset Temura. Okay. So the Reish of the Mishnah really goes back and forth from talking about the carbon to talking about the person who's doing the tmura. If you look at the first case in the Mishnah, it says ha'oifos, v'hamenochos, einos in tmura. Clearly not going on the person. It's going on the min. Birds cannot make tmura. Birds, Menachos, cannot create Temura. Not talking about the person who's doing it. The next case seems to be talking about the people. Hatzibur v'ashutofim einan oisin Temura. That's not talking about the carbon tzibur or the carbon shutfim. It's talking about the people. The tzibur cannot make Temura. Shutofim cannot make Temura. That's what it sounds like. There may be actually a difference in halacha between if it's a carbon of shutfim or it's several people that want to enact a Temura. Shenem aleach lifenu v'lo yom. Yochid oise Temura, v'en hatzibu v'ashu tofem oisem Temura. Kotshe berek abayis. Now we're going back to the carbon again. Right? Kotshe berek abayis, ein oisem Temura. Doesn't say ein oisem Temura b'kotshe berek abayis. T'mash matzadin the kotshe berek abayis. Kotshe berek abayis can't make Temura. And therefore, irrelevant of who's doing it, irrelevant of who's attempting to do the Temura, it won't work because the carbon is a problem. It's kosher berek abayis. And kosher berek abayis is not considered a carbon, according to the Tanna Kamma. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, kosher berek abayis emes in Temura, the gabi Temura ksiv carbon, the kosher berek abayis lo ikri carbon. Kotshei berek abayis are not a carbon. Again, that's clearly a problem on the carbon, on the behemoth, rather than on the person who's trying to make the Temura. Omar Rav Shimon comes and he says, he disagrees. Now, it's not clear if Rav Shimon disagrees with the din of the Mishnah, or he only disagrees where we got the din from. But Rav Shimon says as follows, Hare maisi b'chlal hoyo. For Loma Yotza, why was Meiser separately addressed of Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Yomer by Temura? Loi Malucho is coming to teach you that there's a connection between Meiser and Temura. Ma Meiser is unique that it's a Korban Yochid. It's a Korban Yochid. Yotza Korban Es Tzibur. That excludes korbanos tzibur. Uma meiser korban mizbeach yotze korbanos berek abayis. And just like meiser is a korban mizbeach, yotze korbanos berek abayis. He holds that berek abayis would be called a korban, but it's nesmayit because of the parasha of meiser. Since meiser is not berek abayis, meiser is kotshe mizbeach, so that's why it's excluded. So at first glance, doesn't seem to be that Rav Shimon is arguing with anything that the Tanakhama said. He's just learning it from someplace else. Tanakhama is learning the idea that you can't be machlif by a tzibur from lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer. And he's learning that kosher perek abaye is from the fact that it's not a carbon. And Rav Shimon is taking all of these limudim and learning out of Maisa. Right? That's what would seem. However, if you scrutinize the drasha that we just discussed, you really could say that there's an actual chiluk between Rav Shimon and Tanakhama. Because Tanakhama says, Hatsibu vashu tofim ein oisim tmura. The people can't do tmura. And he learns it out of the pasuk of lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer, which is talking about the subject is the person, not the animal. Rav Shimon, on the other hand, is clearly learning it out of the behemoth. Because Rav Shimon says, Hare maiser bechlal hoya, ma maiser korban yochid, af yotzu korbanis tzibur. So Rav Shimon clearly is coming from a different angle. So, and it actually may, first of all, we have to analyze, is that correct? And if it's correct what we're saying, there may actually be a chiluk in halach. For instance, you have a korban yochid. You have an oilus yochid. Okay? That belongs to an individual. And then you have a bechmas chulin that belongs to shutfim. Two people own the behemoth chulin, right? Now I go over to the behemoth, which is a korban yochid, and I say I would like the kedusha to go on to this korban that we own in partnership. So over there, if you learn that there is no problem with a tzibur doing shutfim, or shutfim doing tmura, the problem is only the carbon can't be a carbon tzibur. Carbon tzibur can't make tmura. Carbon shutfim can't make tmura. Here you don't have a problem. It's a carbon yochid. Carbon yochid is on the giving end. Right? The kedusha is coming from the carbon yochid. So if you learn that the miyut is on the people, so you got a problem. You got a problem because the end result is that there's a tzibur, there's a shutfis that's an acting tmura. Because the only way for this animal that we both own, b'shutfis, to get kedushas tmura, is that we as a unit are bringing the kedusha. So it's shutfim on the receiving end, but it's a yochid on the giving end. So if you go through Rav Shimon's drasha, okay, Rav Shimon's drasha is saying that in order to make tmura, you need a carbon yachad. This is a carbon yachad. If Rav Shimon, on the other hand, is not arguing with the Tanakhama, then this distinction would not be there. Rav Shimon would agree that this would not make tmura either. So if you look in the Tosfos Yom Tov, which I asked the Olim to look up, he clearly states that there is no machlokes. If you look right in the middle of that Mishnah, the Tosfos Yom Tov, he says, V'teda, Shekenu das Rambam, Sharei Hittik Taimei Shel Rav Shimon. The Rambam, when he brought down the reason why a Tzibur and Shutfim can't do Tmuri, he brought Rav Shimon's reason. And clearly, if there was a machloikis between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon, he wouldn't have done that. Shmamino desfirele deleka plukta b'masnita. There is no machloikas. So even though Rav Shimon comes in and makes it to do about where he learns it from, that's only a drasha. V'nicha nami l'fi zed de garsin, and he says the girsin, the Mishnah, is Omer Rav Shimon, v'loy Rav Shimon Omer. Tosfos Yom Tov holds that any time there's a machloikas, it would say Rav Shimon Omer. He's not arguing with the Tanakhama. His Omer Rav Shimon is like a connection. He says, I'm telling you where you get this din from. I'm agreeing with your halacha. He goes through that it's a different reason. So he says clearly that in halacha there is no machloikis between the Tanakhama and between Rav Shimon. That's what he says. Okay. If you look at the Dvar Avram, So the Dvar Avraham says, this is on page Kufnun Hay, the paragraph that begins with Ulam Milsahi Da'aloi Brira Kolkach. He says, this is not clear. What's not clear? Dehine Tzibur V'shutfim She'ein Oisim Tumura. This that a Tzibur doesn't do Tumura. Yolif Rav Shimon B'Tumura Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph Mi Maiser. V'arei Maiser B'chlal Hoya V'lomo Yotza Loi Melechom HaMaiser Korban Yochid Yotza Korban Tzibur. Dehine says the Dvar Avraham. Yipol Etzleinu Asafik. We have a doubt. Im Alimuru Le'in Gufa Korban. Is this limud that the carbon can't do tmura? Sheyehei shel yochid v'loy shel shutfim. Kishen shemaiser lo'olam shel yochid hu. Just like maiser always belongs to a yochid. Avo mitzal ha'memirim. But as far as the people, the characters that are doing the tmura, doesn't bother us if there are many people that are doing the tmura. The ilo you efsha shanoshim rabim, yecholim laharbim carbon ze, the guf ela the guf akarbon shol yachru ohoya baitin tmur. So the Dvar Avraham analyzes that it could perhaps be that if there will be multiple people doing tmura on an animal which is a yachid's animal, maybe that would work. The chain lehefach, ilu hoya koyach atmur rak liyachid. Let's say I take my own personal animal and I want to do tmura from a carbon shel tzibur or a carbon shel shutfim. Ela, the gufa carbon shel tzibur hu. Loi hoya boy din tmura. Then there would not be a din of tmura. Oiduma the ikra alimuru le'inyin ha'mamirim. Maybe it goes back to mamirim. Kishem shebemaiser eni bomen ha'shutfim. Ein lanu boi lo oilam ala meimer echad lufi shirak bailam emihirim. Kach kol atmurois lo yhoyu lo yuhu elokish shirushus atmura la'ach le'echad. Yotsu gomones tibu. This is what he says. So this is really his suffix that he has. And he really brings down both possibilities. He goes through in detail. And the fact is that he doesn't really machriya, he gives svaras to both sides. He keeps on going. I didn't ask the Olam to do past the oisei. And he goes on, avaladayin aninovach, if you look at the next paragraph. Now, if we just look at our Mishnah itself, the Mishnah itself seems to clearly imply that we're talking about the people. Because again, the Mishnah's language, the Mishnah's language is the people. Ein hatzibur v'ashutofim oisim tmura. Doesn't say ein carbon. But even stronger than that is the drosha that the Tana brings. In the drosha of tmura, there are two psukim. The pasuk starts off, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomeros. You're not allowed to do tmura. That's the act of tmura. And then it says, v'imhemer, and if you did tmura, so it's chal. So really, the beginning of the pasuk is talking about the ma'aser tmura. The end of the pasuk is talking about the chalos tmura. That's lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer is clearly talking about the person. Lo yachlifenu is talking to you. Don't do it. Don't do tmura. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer. Then it concludes. What happens if tmura is done? It's chal. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer kodesh. The drush of our Mishnah is on the words lo yachlifenu. Shenemar lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir. That's not going on the carbon. That's going on the person. And if in fact our Mishnah held that it's the, according to the Tanakhama, that the carbon of the shutfin doesn't do tmura, and it's all talking about the carbon, then it should actually say from the drush of Ahoya hu tmurasa. And that's not the way the Mishnah reads. So at first glance, it seems that from our Mishnah clearly, I don't know why the Dvar Avraham is mesupik. I think from our Mishnah, it's clear that according to the Tanakhama, it's on the person. He learns out of the Pasuk, V'hoyo Tmurasa. And according to Rav Shimon, he learns out of the Korban. So it seems to be, there is a Machlokes Tanaim. Seems to be. Because the Drasha affects what you come out from that Drasha. Rashi seems to have corrected my diak. Rashi and Zvachim. That Rashi that I asked the Olim to look up, the Rashi on Davovim and Aleph and Zvachim. And Rashi goes out of his way to say that the Mishnah is just bringing the beginning of the Pasuk. But the Drosha is not just from the beginning of the Pasuk. Rashi says, if you look at the top Rashi on Davovim and Aleph, Rashi says, Vishutfim loy motzu memirin. The Sanya akol memirin. Everybody could do tmura. Lefisha kol parsha kulo nemra b'loshen yochid. And then he says, kimoi, and Rashi gives examples. Lo yachlifenu, v'lo yomer oisai, v'im homer, yomer oisai. What is Rashi going now and saying the whole parsha? I think the teretz is that Rashi is trying to say, don't make a mistake that we're only talking about the person. We're not. We're talking about both the person and we're talking about the object. The object can't be, there's a problem of tmuras shutfim, like a korban shutfim. There can't be tmuras shutfim. There's a korban sibur, you can't have tmuras sibur. Seems to be that Rashi is telling us they both exist. That seems to be Rashi. So Rashi, in fact, would fit with the Tosfos Yom Tov. Tosfos Yom Tov, who says that there's no machlokes in our Mishnah, Rashi would fit with that as well. That there's no machlokes in our Mishnah. Rav Shimon is just learning it from another pasuk, but the Tanakhama, even though the Tanakhama only brings the beginning of the pasuk, Tanakhama means the whole parasha is not in the parasha of tomorrow. However, it's possible to say that even according to Rashi, there's a machlokes, and we'll get to what the machlokes will be. But I want to bring out also the Rambam Shita. The Rambam has a very interesting Shita. The Rambam Shita is that Atzibur and Shutfim can in fact do tomorrow. And the Chai of Malkus. The Rambam paskins that if a Tzibur, if somebody from the Tzibur does tomorrow, or if a Shutf does tomorrow, he's Chai of Malkus. Either Mishnah says not. The Rambam learns it's just not Chal. It's not Chal. The only difference, according to the Rambam, between a Tzibur and Shutfim is that by a Tzibur and Shutfim, it doesn't work. When you do Tmur, you're left with nothing. It doesn't enact. And by a Yochid, it doesn't act. But the Malkus is the same. Chayiv Malkus. That's how the Rambam learns. So the Rambam seems to learn that the Miyut of Shutfim is only in the conclusion of Tmura, but not in the Isser of Tmura. He doesn't seem. He says it. He says it clearly. He says it. Tzibur and Shutfim. But then, interestingly, the Rambam makes a distinction between Berek Abayas. Although the Mishnah puts them all together, Tzibur, Shutfim, Berek Abayas, by Berek Abayas, the Rambam says no. No Malkus, nothing. Zero. Nothing. So the Rav Yashiv in his Chidushei Horos on Tmura, he's bothered with the Rambam. He says, Hine, Berek Abayis v'tzibu v'shutfim nismatu mehaya ufusu mimayse behema, v'chenu b'rambam, v'imkein, minayin lomad ha-rambam l'chalek. How did the Rambam know to make a distinction? The hameme b'behema tzibu v'shutfim, the Rambam holds, if you do tmura, by tzibu v'shutfim, there is Malkus. Afo gav de'inichal, even though it doesn't work. The act of attempting to do the tmura is a problem. Avo hameme beberek abayas, if somebody does tmura from berek abayas, then nismayit gam mimalkus. Nothing. Then you get zero. Same thing. That's the problem with the... That's how the Rav Yashiv explains the problem on the Rambam Shita. He doesn't so much have a problem with the fact that the Rambam holds seems to hold a tremendous chiddush which is not put down in the Gemara or the Mishnah. That doesn't bother. What bothers him is that the Rambam sheet is inconsistent. The Rambam says Tzibur and Shutfim is Malkus, and Kotcha Berek Abayis is no Malkus. So we'll try to get clarity in that as well. What's pshat in the sheet is a Rambam, and I would also like to clarify b- B'chlal, why do we need any kind of miyut for berak abayis? See, berak abayis is really a fascinating concept that the Tana and the Psukim have to address it. When you're makdish, there's a tremendous difference when you makdish something to mizbeach and you makdish something to hektish. And we went through this in various sugyas that we had so far in Tamur. When you're makdish something to berak abayis, you have nothing to do with it anymore. You're not a balabos. There's nothing about you that relates to the carbon anymore. It's a donation. You take your table, you take your house, you take your property, you give it to Hegdish. You have no, it's not you anymore. You're out of the picture. Right? By carbonus, you remain the Bala carbon. When you make an oila, it's your oila. If the Kohen would now shech that oila, not for you, it's Shalayla Shmo. It's your oila. It's called Shinui Bailam. Right? In Mesechus Vochim, we call that Shinui Bailam. What does Shinui Bailam mean? It means the Kohen is shechting it for the wrong owner. It means you are still the owner. It's your oila. Has Kedusha. Definitely has Kedusha. But it's your carbon oila. It's therefore very difficult to understand why do you need a miut that Berek Abayis can't do tomorrow? Because of the nature of the, whether it is a carbon, it's not a carbon, it's my, it's just very simple. There's no bailo. Who are you to do tomorrow? Buy your carbon oil. It's my oil. I could do tomorrow. It's my carbon. By Berek Abayis, when I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, I don't own it. I have no shaykhs to it. So what's the connection? It's really a, it's a chiddush nifla. Why in the world would there be, is it possible to say there should be tomorrow there altogether? So we'll try to clarify that as well. Another really protruding question is the fact that Rav Shimon learns that you can't do tomorrow by shutfim from Meiser Behema. Okay? Now Meiser Behema, some of you may recall from Daf Yomi, from Shkolim, Meiser Behema does work by Yerusha. Meaning, when brothers Yarshan, Tfusis Abayas, when they Yarshan from the father the cattle, and they don't divide it, they just own it, they all own it together, at that point there is a Chiyuv of Meiser Behema. So there is Meiser Behema by brothers, even though it's a Shutfis. So if that's the case, how could Rav Shimon learn from Meiser Behema that he can't do tomorrow? This question is asked by many, specifically Rabbi Aryeh Leib Malan, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, has a big arichas in his chedushim, actually in Bava Kama, on this inyan. How could Rav Shimon learn from Meiser Behema that there's no tmur by tzibur, when Meiser Behema, in fact, does apply to tfusis abayas? It's only if they split it up, that's a whole different parasha. But initially, when the brothers Yarish and the cattle, they don't split it up, at that point, there's a Chiv Meiser Behema. Okay, we'll continue in the sugya. Don Rabbonon, Yochul Yu Kotche Berek Abayis says in Tmur, Talmud Lomar Korban, says Korban, Mishinikwa Korban, Yotze Kotche Berek Abayis, Shaloi Nikwa Korban. That's what Rashi stated in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara Veloi, Vosanyo Korban Shemeani Afilu Kotche Berek Abayis, says Yonal Arashecht, Kotchim outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the Brisa says that would include Berek Abayis. If you makdish an animal to Berek Abayis, you wouldn't be allowed to shecht it outside either. Shenikwa Korban, Kinyan Shenema, like it says, Vanakrev is Korban Hashem, referring to Berek Abayis. Tamu Loimer al Pesach Moyer Leviyoi, Kolabo al Pesach Oyer Moyer Chayev Alom Mishum Shchutei Chutz. You're only chayev for shechting something outside the Beis HaMikdash, something which normally could be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. Berek Abayis, you can't bring as a carbon inside. You're not chayev for shechting it outside. Kol she'eni bo Pesach Almayin, anything which doesn't belong in the Beis HaMikdash, ain't chayev no mishum shutei chutz. Alma ikru carbon. Says the Gemara, so what is a carbon? So we go back, according to this Brisa, there should be a din of tomorrow. Says the Gemara, Amrav Chanin alo kasha, Rav Shimon al-Abona, Rav Shimon ikru carbon. According to Rav Shimon, Berek Abayis is a carbon and would qualify for tamur, because it is called a carbon. L'Rabbanon lo yikru carbon. Says the Gemara, it's not a carbon. Why? For Ksiva Nakrev is carbon Hashem. So it is a carbon. Carbon Hashem ikri, carbon la Hashem lo ikri. Okay. It's called a carbon Hashem, but it's not called a carbon la Hashem. Carbon la Hashem is something that you're makrev on the Mizbeach. Carbon Hashem refers to anything that belongs to the Rabbanu Shalom. Tonu Rabbanu. Lo yivaker ben toiv l'ra v'lo yimirenu l'manema. Why does it say in the parasha of Meiser, Meiser Behema, again, the law of Tmura, V'aloi kfarnem aloi achlifenu v'lo yomor yisei toiv b'ra, L'fishenem aloi achlifenu v'lo yomor yisei mashma korban yochad and korban simon. It's mashma everything. V'korban mizbeach v'korban bedek abayis. Talmud loyimar lo yivaker. Comes the Torah and says, don't be mevaker. Omer Rav Shimon, Maiser b'chlal hoya. Maiser behem was included in all korbanos, just like there's tmura by all korbanos. Naturally, there would be tmura by Maiser behema. For loma yotza, why did it go out? Why was Maiser excluded and given its own parasha of tmura? Loyma lochama Maiser korban yochid v'korban mizbeach. Just like Maiser is a korban yochid, and it's a korban mizbeach, not perek habayis. V'dovah sheba b'choyven, it's obligatory. And it doesn't come with shutfis. We had the problem that we mentioned. Af kol korban yochid v'korban mizbeach. In order for something to qualify for tmura, it has to have all these characteristics: korban yochid, korban mizbeach, and it has to be a dover shabab b'chayvim. The dover sheni bab shutfis. Okay. Rebbe argues with Rav Shimon, and he says, no, really, Maaser Behema doesn't teach you anything about tomorrow. How do we satisfy Rav Shimon's question that the Torah specifically gave a parasha of tomorrow by Maaser Behema? According to Rav Shimon, it's very good. The Torah was coming to describe the characteristics of tomorrow. So it picked the Maaser Behema, which has all the characteristics, and it said, tomorrow over there, give you a generic, like almost like a billion av, what everything, what tomorrow needs. But according to Rebbe and according to the Chachamim, that's not the case. Why did the Torah say Parashat Tmura by Maaser Behema? He says there's a good reason. Loma yotza Maaser Me'ata Lidein B'Tmura Shemoye B'Tmura Zgufa. He says there's a reason. Because there's a very unique concept by Maaser Behema. Maaser Behema is chal even if you make a mistake. You make an error. In other words, if the ninth animal goes out and you call it the asiri, really Maaser is only the tenth animal. If you mistakenly call the ninth animal Maaser Behema, it also has Kedusha. If you're only one off, or you call the 11th one Maaser Behema, so Maaser Behema has the ability to include one number off in either direction, or both directions. So if you call the ninth one the tenth, the tenth one the tenth, the 11th one the tenth, it's Maaser Behema. Okay, so it already has what we call Tmura Shmoy. Tmura Shmoy means you made a mistake in the name of the Maaser Behema. And since it already has that type of Tmura, you may think that the regular Tmura is not applicable. Obviously, the Gemara is going to be bothered. Maaser Behema is more susceptible to Tmura, not less susceptible to Tmura. You're telling me Maaser Behema has another form of Tmura called Tmura Shmoy, which means that it's not an exchange in the body of the behema, an exchange in what you called it. In other words, just the tmura normally means I have a carbon, I exchange it on another carbon. That's called tmura's gufoy. Tmura shmoy means I exchanged it, what I call maaser. Instead of calling the tenth one maaser, in exchange for that I call the ninth one maaser. And I still get kedusha. The Gemara, so according to Rebbe, that's why we needed a parsha tmura by maaser behema. Because one may think that Maaser Behema does not have the characteristic of Tmura's Gufay because it has what we call Tmura's Shmoy, has something different. And therefore, when obviously the Gemara's problem is, the Gemara doesn't really satisfy this except for saying that it's a Chiddush. Maybe since we already have one Chiddush, maybe we don't have multiple Chiddushim. Really, if anything, this is far the opposite. It's more susceptible to Tmura. Maaser Behema is more susceptible to Tmura. If you see that Maaser Behema is a toast, regular we pass them like Beis Hillel. If you went over to the wrong animal and made it Kodesh, we paskin it's not chal. Hektish betos, it's not chal. Beis Shammai hold it is. Beis Shammai actually learned from Maisa Behemoth that it is. We hold it's not. So that means that according to Beis Hillel, Maisa Behemoth has a unique characteristic that even if you mistakenly take one animal and make it sort of exchange for the tenth by mistake, it's chal. So the kasha is a water adrab. So it's more susceptible to tmur. That's why I should say tmur should not be chal. That's the kasha. So Gemara Taka asked that question. The Gemara says, "Lead them b'tmur shmoy b'tmur is goyfa loy melacha. Tmur shmoy kreva. Tmur is goyfa ena kreva. Tmur shmoy negelas. Tmur shmoy if you made a mistake in what you called it, it's redeemed. Tmur is goyfa ena negelas. Tmur is goyfa chal al davar roy val davar shein roy. Tmur shmoy ena chal al davar roy muvan. It's only chal al davar roy." Amri, so I would say, Shum Rabbi Rachmana, the Isbei Tmur Shemai, Igrui Igra. Ask the Gemara, does that make sense? It's worse? Because there's more Tmur by Maisa Behem, and now it's worse? In, Damrina, Maidi Rabbi Rabbi, you Maidi Loi Rabbi Loi Rabbi. Maybe, since the Torah introduced a new kind of Tmur by Maisa Behem, maybe the old kind doesn't work. I've Homechatesin. Why would you say that for? Anyway, it's a tremendous chiddush. The Gemara is saying that maybe we would say such a havamina that since we see one chiddush of Maisa Behema, we don't have the chiddush of Tmur by Maisa Behema. But really, it's unclear, and we'll get back to what this maskon of the Gemara is. Baal Koponim, it's very clear that according to Rav Shimon, as we go through the drush and the Gemara, the focus is the animal. The focus is, Maiser Behemoth teaches me the characteristics of the type of animal that is Parsha of Tmur. The Tanakhama, as we said, clearly doesn't say it that way. And Rashi in Zvachim tells us that the Tanakhama also means that. That's what Rashi seems to say on Davov and Zvachim that we mentioned. However, if you analyze Rashi in Zvachim, I think there's a possibility to say the opposite. You can say that what Rashi is saying in Zvachim is not to say that there is no machloikas. Tosfos Yom Tov basically wants to say it's seamless. Rav Shimon and the Tanakhama is a seamless discussion. There's no machloikas between them. The Mishnah flows right into Omer Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is really saying over exactly what the Tanakhama sheet is. He's just learning it from someplace else. Clearly, the language of the Mishnah is not mashma like that. I'm not talking about the Omar, I'm talking about the whole language of the Mishnah is not mashma like that. And the whole Arichas in the Gemara is not mashma like that. So really, from beginning to end, it's not mashma, it's one sheet. However, the main raya that the Tosfos Yom Tov would have is the Rashi in Zvachim. Because Rashi in Zvachim that we read seems to say that. He says, the Tanya Akol Mamirim, again, Lefisha Kol HaParsha Kulu Nemra B'Loshen Yochid. And Rashi Dafka goes out of his way to say not only Lo Yachlifenu, which implies on the person, also the Mahomer Yomim, also going on Yomim. So I want to suggest the possibility that it could be what Rashi is telling us is something different, mamish different entirely. Rashi is telling us as follows. Rashi is saying that there is a machloikas. Of course there's a machloikas in Rav Shimon and the Chacham. There definitely is a machloikas. In fact, if we just go through Tmura, the sugis that we already had, indirectly we'll see that there are sugis that are clearly mashma one way and the other way. Clearly, without question. Because everybody agrees, there is no machloikas, that when a tzibur and a shutfim do Tmura, it doesn't work. That's not a machloikas. Even the Rambam holds that way. Everybody agrees it doesn't work. But if you look through the sugis that we've had, you'll see that on Daf Beis, the Gemara has a discussion. If a woman, we spent a lot of time on this Gemara, if a woman is included in Tmura, the Gemara says it is. You would think that a woman is not included in Tmura. The Gemara says, why? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Hishva kosha v'isil ish, l'kol ha'inshim shibatayra, the Gemara said. On Daf Beis, Amid Beis. Women and men are equal in all. The Gemara says no. Gemara says that's only a lav sheshova b'koil. That's a lav that everybody has. But since Sibur and Shutfin don't do Tumura, you can look back to Rav Beis Amud Beis. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is black and white, not like the Rambam. Black and white, right? The Gemara says clearly that by Shukfim there's no Malkus. The Gemara here is not dealing with activation of Tumura. The Gemara is saying, why did the Tana have to tell me that a woman is included in Tumura? Because I would think that she's not included because it's a lav she'ain shava b'koil. Why is it a lav she'ain shava b'koil? Because women don't have Tumura. Because Shukfim don't have Tumura. What do you mean? According to the Rambam, Shukfim do have Tumura. They get Malkus. That Gemara is blatantly not like the Rambam, without a question. But if you turn to Dav Dalet Amud Beis, over there the Gemara says, Tumura havi trei lavi v'charasei. So if you look at Rashi, you see Rashi here, and Rashi has a different girsa on Dav Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi says, it's a lav sheshova b'koil. And since it's a lav sheshova b'koil, Rashi is divrei ha-maschil. Hochi Garcinon Shani Kohanim. This is on Dalet Amud Beis. Right before the lines get wide. So Rashi says, look at that Rashi, go 2, 4, 6 lines down from where it gets wide on Dalet Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the page. So Rashi says, this is Rashi's Girsa. By Yisrael, the lav asay shova b'koil kolayme b'kulu Yisrael, then you'd be chayev. And this Gemara is after the Gemara came to a conclusion that by Tmura you get Malkus. So Rashi is categorizing that the only way to get Malkus for Tmura is if you hold that it's a lav shova b'koil. The Gemara of Dalet Amud Beis is going with the assumption that Tumura is a lav that shava b'koil. The Gemara of Beis Amud Beis is clearly saying that Tumura is a lav she'ena shava b'koil. So clearly there's a discrepancy in the sugyas. So it's not. It's clearly a machloikis. So what I would like to suggest is that when Rashi comes in Zvochim, and Rashi says, don't make a mistake to think, like we said, when you just read our Mishnah simply, it sounds like the Chachamim are talking about the people. Rev Shimon is talking about the Korban. That's what it sounds like. Rashi's saying, don't make that mistake. According to the Chachamim, it's the Korban and it's the person. It's both. The Torah, the whole parish of Tumura was said B'Loshon Yochid, and therefore, there's both Chasroinus. There's a chsaron mitzad the person, and there's a chsaron mitzad the carbon shukfis, and carbon tzibur doesn't make tumura. That's what Rashi's saying. There's both elements. According to Rav Shimon, there's only one element that's a problem, and that is the carbon. The Torah said that the carbon yochid does tumura, carbon tzibur doesn't do tumura, And therefore, according to Rav Shimon, there's no pasuk that talks about the person at all. So there's no reason to say that you're potter from Malkus. You did a Maisa Tamura. There was no place that the Torah said it's not a Maisa Tamura. The only thing is, there's a miut in the conclusion. That's what Rashi means. The Reisha, which is the Chachamim, according to them, you have nothing. You have no lav, you have no chalois, you have nothing. A tzibur does tmura, it's nothing. A shutif does tmura, it's zero. It's nothing. Not on the person, not on the korban. According to Rav Shimon, who everything is based on the korban, he according to him, there is a lav on the person. Because he doesn't darshan lo yachlifenu b'loshen yachet to exclude shutfis and tzibur. If you look in the Rambam, he doesn't bring the Tanakhama's drosha of lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer. The Rambam in Hilchos Tmura says that the reason why Shukfan can't do Tmura is because of Rav Shimon's reason. And therefore it stands to reason that there should be Malkus. And that's why the Rambam paskens there is Malkus. Because no place did the Torah say that the Avera is not applicable. And that's why the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis is going in the sheet of the Tanakhama. The Gemara is actually explaining our Mishnah. Over there, the Gemara says that Tmura is a lav she'eino shava b'kol. Because according to the Tanakhama, not only does Tzibur not create Tmura, and the Shutav not create Tmura, the lav was never set on them. And the Shagavatari and the Gemara on the Avdalad Amid Beis, which is not going in the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, is not bound to the sheet of the Tanakhama on Daf Yud Gimel. And therefore, it's going like Rav Shimon. And therefore, Tmura is a lav sheshava b'kol. And the Rambam, therefore, went after the sugya on Daf Dalet rather than the sugya on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Because the sugya on Daf Dalet is a stam shaka v'tayr of the Gemara. And he paskin that way. And that's why the Rambam paskin that on a yochid and a tzibur. There is malchus. Okay? That's all because we base it on the person. Right? Bedek Habayis, we have a new problem. The Torah excluded Bedek Habayis also from Tmura. But Bedek Habayis, there's a problem mitzad a person. The Torah Taka said by Bedek Habayis, Tmura doesn't work either. But there, when the Tmura doesn't work, there's a total disassociation. The only reason why we needed a miut by Bedek Habayis is because if Bedek Habayis would be chal, then it would connect to you. But since Bedek Habayis is not chal, so now there is no connection. Ownership you don't have because you gave it to Hekdesh. So you can't say, well, I'm doing a Maisa Tmura because you're not connected. Chalois Tmura you don't have because it was excluded. So there's nothing to give you Malkus for. In other words, by Bedek Habayis, there are two ways to give you Malkus. One is for the conclusion. You created Tmura. And one is for the Maisa. Rashi says, according to the Tanakhama, neither one applies to Tzibur and Shutfer. Right? According to Rav Shimon, the Rambam learns there will be Malkus. There's just no conclusion, but there is Malkus. For what? For you as a Bailim doing the Maisa Tmura. So even though the Torah didn't enact it, the Maisa Tmura is what you're getting Malkus for. By Bedek Habayis, there's no conclusion. And if there's no conclusion, there's no connection. What's the connection that you have to that Bedek Habayis? Zero. Now, why don't we say, well, say it lehefach, say, since there's no connection, so it's obviously there's no conclusion, so what does the Torah have to say there's no conclusion for? Right? In other words, I'm just telling you, pshat is that by Bedek Habayis, if there would be a conclusion, then we'd say, okay, you get Malkus for creating the conclusion. There is no conclusion. So what do we want to give you Malkus for, like Tzibur and Shutfim? Tzibur and Shutfim, we don't Malkus because Tzibur and Shutfim, we give you Malkus because you did a Maisa Tmura. Here, you're not a Bala Korban. So you really did nothing. You went over and did something which has no Shaychus. But you could ask me, okay, but why do we need a Pasuk to say that it doesn't activate? Why do we need a Pasuk to say it doesn't activate? If you don't have ownership, why would it activate? So I want to tell you like this, and I think that this is the Pshat in Rav Shimon. And in the miut of Bedek Habayis, really we find many different types of ownership. There's many different types of ownership. And ownership is not only based on monetary, that I own a certain percentage of value here, or 100% of the percentage of the value. Ownership in halacha could be a king in Israel, right? A person has bialus in his wife, right? He has zero ownership. Monetary ownership in his wife? Zero. The chachamim, he gets ma'isi yadayim. That's takanas chachamim. Midrash, a person marries a woman? Nothing. He owns nothing. Monetarily? Zero. Zero. The Rabbanon came and they said that since the husband has to support her, and that is the raisa, since a person is chayef to support his wife, so therefore, he gets her ma'isi yadayim. There shouldn't be eva, right? He's supporting her. She's not doing any giving anything in. So the chachamim won't misakin ma'isi yadayim. Midaraisa, there's no such thing. Midaraisa, you have a king in Israel in your wife. You have a king in Ishus in your wife. You don't have ownership, monetary ownership on your wife, but that's called a kinyan. That's a kinyan called kinyanism. I'll give you another example. Goyrim lumamen. Goyrim lumamen means I have an object that I don't own at all. Okay? I'm a shomer. Shomer doesn't own an object that he's watching at all. Zero. Zero ownership. Now, if it happens to be chometz, right? And after Pesach, the owner comes and asks you for it, you can give him back the chometz. Right? So, even though the owner can do nothing with that chometz. But lamaisa, during Pesach, the fact is that it is his object, and nothing inherently got changed about the chefts of the objects. Even though api halacha, the object changed, you can still give it back to the owner. La halacha. Still give it back to the owner. Hareshu chalafanech. The owner then will take it and burn it. But you can still give it back. Now, if you go and mazik that chometz that's by the shomer, right? The halacha is, if you hold goyrim l'mamon k'mamon, you have to pay the shomer. You took a loaf of bread that technically didn't belong to the shomer, but the shomer had a right to give that loaf of bread back to the owner, and through that he removed his obligation al shomer. So now you owe him goyrim l'mamon. You owe him the money. Furthermore, the shomer is oiva bal yiro bal yimotzei on that chometz. Unbelievable chiddush. The shomer, the guy is watching that chometz. It's not his chometz. He never bought the chometz. He doesn't own the chometz. He's just watching it for somebody. He's oiva bal yiro bal yimotzei because he has this kind of ownership called goyrim l'mamon. Right? In Kol HaTorah Kula, clearly, if this was not a case of chametz, he would not be called the owner of that chametz. We only find this kind of ownership by Yisuri Hanah. Why is that? So I want to say a pasha to Chap. Really, Rashi says in Sukkah, I'll tell you a Rashi. Rashi says in Sukkah that if you have multiple partners, right, and each owns less than a shava pruta, they're not called owners. No bialus at all. That's what Rashi says in Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin. He says, the Gemara says that a sukkah doesn't have to belong to you, and the Gemara proves it by the fact that all Klai Yisrael could sit in one sukkah. So Rashi says, what's the proof? Maybe they all bought it b'shutfis. The Gemara says, it says, Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yeshvu b'sukkahs. Everybody could sit in one sukkah. Is a riot that a sukkah doesn't have to belong to you. Rashi says, what do you mean, shutfis? Maybe Klai Yisrael bought a sukkah b'shutfis. Rashi says, no. Because each Jew will have less than a pruta. That's what Rashi says. So everybody asks, does Rashi mean to tell us that less than a pruta is not called ownership? That's not true. If you steal less than a shofar pruta from somebody, you have a lay signal. Lav deraisa. A goy is chayav misa on less than a shofar pruta. How could you say less than a shofar pruta is not ownership? The Minchas Chinuch has a shaila, which today would be comical. He says, matzah, how are you yotze matzah? On Pesach. It costs less than a pruta. Today that's not a shayla. But there was a tkufa where matzah was less than a pruta. Matzah has to belong to you. How are you yoitz according to Rashi? So the mistake, I believe, is in Pshat and Rashi. Rashi does not mean that less than a pruta is not ownership. Rashi means when you don't own something exclusively, right? You need a stronger connection What makes you the owner? There's another owner here. There's another owner there. You have to be able to say, well, I'm a Bailam. In order for a Shutif to reflect Bailus, Shutfis already is a compromised ownership. So you got to have a real stake. If you have less than a proof in a big puzzle, you're not called a Bailam on that big item. You got a big item in. If you own something exclusively in a Shava Prut, the Pachm, that's Avada, that's yours. There's no reason why it's not yours. There's nothing lacking in your ownership of the less than the Shava Prut. Rashi means is, if there's multiple ownerships, there's so many people have stakes here, now we want to say, well, your piece makes you an owner. How much is your piece? If your piece is less than a Shava Prut, it's not enough of a piece to consider Bailus on an object that's really inherently not yours. That's what Rashi means. And that's why Rashi only says this one place in Shas, by Shutfis. He never says anywhere else that if you own less than a Shava Prut, you're not called an owner. If I own a penny, it's a penny, it's my penny. If you steal it, you're a gana. So Gairam Lamaman is only considered ownership when that is the only ownership available. You take Chametz on Pesach. Nobody could own Chametz on Pesach. It has no value. Right? So the only ownership that's possible, is the ownership of the fact that it's Gairam Lamaman. The only value that this object represents now is for one person in the world, the Shomer. He's the only one. The only one in the world that this loaf of bread has value to is the Shomer. The owner, it's not worth anything to. You give it to the owner, he'll burn it. To the Shomer, it's worth $2. Because if the loaf of bread disappears, he owes the owner $2. And as long as the loaf of bread stays nice and safe, after Pesach, he gives it to the owner, he goes, too bad. You know, Baruch Dynamis, you lost it. What could you do? This is the loaf of bread that you gave me. So the only one in the world that this object has value to is the Shomer. That's why he's called the Bible. Normally, Gairam Lamaman doesn't make you an owner because your ownership is buckled to the real owner. Say, well, why don't we say every Shomer is the owner? Because if the object gets ruined, he has to pay the owner. Let's call every Shomer in the world a Bible. We don't say that. Why not? Because every Shomer in the world, there's a real owner. So the Gairam Lamaman ownership is like the Pruta of Rashi, which is just lost. Doesn't reflect any real ownership. Whereas Chometz on Pesach has no owner. The real owner is not an owner, has no value to the real owner. The only one that this object reflects any momentous is the Shomer. That's why he becomes the Baal HaChometz. He's over Baal Yiroh. If you steal it from him, you owe him money. If you stole chametz from the owner on Pesach, you'd be potter. That's the irony of it, right? If you went over to somebody who owns chametz on Pesach, right, and you stole it, you'd be potter. Doesn't belong to him on Pesach. But if you stole it from the shomer, according to the opinion of Gairam Lamaman Kamaman, you have to pay him. He's the only one. That's the pshat. Better kabayis. It's true that you don't own it, you gave it to Hektish. But you still have a chiyuv achrayas. You still have a chiyuv to deliver to the Beis HaMikdash. You still have obligations as the one who made the nether. Of achrayas. You're the only one who has any monetary bailus here. Technically. Except for Rishus Gavoya Shemayim. As far as anybody is concerned in the world, you're the only one who has any ownership on this object. And therefore, even though you don't have monetary ownership, that may be sufficient to be able to make tomorrow. The fact that you're the only, there is no other owner that you're competing with. And therefore, your chiyuv achrayus on this object may make you into a bailam. Now, another thing you have, you're the only one in the world that could redeem this item. First, the bailam have a source to redeem the item before anybody else. So again, even though Rav Yashav is asking you don't own it, yeah, but you're the only one in the world that this item has any yichus to. So just like on Pesach, we look at the Shomer, we go, you're the Baal HaChometz. He says, me? What are you talking about? I say, well, you're the only one who we can attribute any ownership to. So by default, there is an ownership which is created by default. By default, it's created. So here, by Perek Abayis, there may be such a concept. But once the Torah was machadish, that the ownership that the Makdish has by Tmura is not considered ownership, and it cannot trigger Tmura, so now we're left with nothing. You have no connection to this item. Now that you have no connection to the item, the Rambam couldn't give you Malkus for doing the Ma'aseh Tmura, because you have no Shaychus. Bishloim, if the Torah would have recognized your Shaychus, and the Torah would have said, oh, you could enact Tmura, then we'd be able to give you Malkus for it. But now that the Torah said that that ownership is not recognized, the Perek Abayis ownership is not recognized, even though you're the only one in the world who has some kind of a yachas to this item, that's not recognized. So now already you're a nobody. Now you're like a guy walking down the street doing tmura on somebody's animal. You're not chayiv malchus. Sibur and shutzma are chayiv malchus. You're not chayiv malchus. That's, I think, is the bir adover in the Gemara. So now we got clear what the machlekes Tanakam and Rav Shimon is. Tanakama holds that the tmura is excluded by shutzim and sibur completely, the Maisa Tmura, the Chalois Tmura, and therefore, according to Tanakama, there'll be no Malkus. According to Rav Shimon, the Chalois Tmura is not there, but the Maisa Tmura is there, and therefore, by Tzibur and Shutfim, there would be Malkus. And that's why the Rambam paskens that there is Malkus, by Tzibur and Shutfim. Perek Abayis, where you're lacking ownership, there not only is there not Chalois Tmura, there is no Maisa Tmura. And therefore, there's not even Malkus doesn't exist. And now we go back to why, how can we learn from Maaseh Behema that Tzibur and Shutfim do not have Chalois Tmura, when in fact, by Achim, HaShutfim, there is Tmura. So I want to explain to you is like this. The Tfisas Abayis that we find by Maaseh Behema is different than Tzibur and Shutfim. First of all, Tzibur and Shutfim, there's two Pesukim. One Pasuk excluding Tzibur, and one Pasuk excluding Shutfim. And as I mentioned, many ask, why do you need two Pesukim? Is one thing Tzibur is also Shutfim? And the explanation, I think, is very simple. The explanation is that Tzibur and Shutfim are different types of Shutfis. Shutfis means me and you have a joint ownership. I own half, and you own half. Right? Our ownership created, not between ourselves. Our connection is not between the two of us. Mutual object that we own together. There's no shaychus between. Reuven and Shimon own a field b'shutfis. Reuven and Shimon are not married together. There's no connection between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon have a connection because they have an object together. Their connection really is the object. We spoke about this by a mincha. Because you can't bring a mincha shel shutfim, right? There is no such thing as a mincha shutfim. It doesn't exist. So the Ramban, Allah Torah says, what do you mean? There's so many minchas tzibur. Shtei alechem. There's minchas tzibur. The Ramban says that's different. He doesn't say what it is. The Ragach of a Goyim says a wonderful idea. He says, tzibur is a connection in the people. The tzibur become one, and now they own something. Tzibur is an entity. The tzibur is an entity, and now, as a tzibur, they own something. So it's not a shutfis which is coming from the object. Every shutfis normally, there's no connection between me and you. There's a connection in the object. I own part of the object, you own part of the object. So we, by default, we are partners. Many partners are not very connected, right? There's a connection between the partners. There's a partnership. They own something together. And therefore, they're connected to the object. The other guy's connected to the object. We're united. There's an object here. Tzibur is not that way. The Ragachava says Tzibur is a connection to the people. It's one. There's a gush called Tzibur. Now they become one entity. Now they own something. That's a separate parasha. So even, and that's why you could bring a menacha off a Tzibur. You could bring a minchas Tzibur. You can't bring a minchas Shutfim. Because a minchas tzibur is not a minchas shutfim. Now, that's why we need a pasuk for shutfis. And then we need another pasuk that says that tzibur can't do tomorrow. Because you may think tzibur could do tomorrow. And actually, it's a very good svara to it. Because a shutfim only has a partial ownership on the animal, right? So, that's like doing tmur in limbs. The Brisker Rebbe is that as a kasha. He says, why do you need a pasuk that tamura doesn't work by shutfis? We already had, you can't do tamura on limbs. That's like, I only own part of it. Right? That's shutfis. Tzibur is not that way. Tzibur is, I'm part of the tzibur, and we own this animal. It's not a divisive ownership in the Heftza. Tfusis Abayis is a whole new level. There's Tzibur, there's Shutfim, and then there's Tfusis Abayis. Tfusis Abayis is a different level. Tfusis Abayis means, really, we have not yet divided. So what really we have here is the estate of the father is continuing. Until the brothers divide, there's something called estate. The estate is not a division. It's an estate. It's like still living. The father's Yerusha is still living. And therefore, that's not Shutfis, and that's not Sibur either. That's a new thing. And that is not excluded from Maisa Behem. And if you would have Tfusas Abayas by Tmura, maybe it would work. In fact, if you open up a Gemara in Zvochem, on Davov, the Gemara has a shackle of Atariya. Maybe Yerushim could do Tmura. Why? Why would Yerushim be different than Shutfim? Because until they divide, there's no Shutfis. It's the father's estate that's still here. Nothing has changed as far as the estate. And therefore, they are just representing the estate. That's why it's not Rabbi Yehuda Malan's kasha on Rav Shimon is not really shver. That's Tfusas Abayis. And I have a raya from the Ramban to this, because the Ramban in Bava Basra, the Ramban says that Yerusha is not that the Yerush buys the Nechasim, it's that the Yerush continues the legacy of the father. So it's almost like you have Reuven, Reuven dies, and now Shimon, his son, becomes Reuven. It's not that the money gets transferred. And the Ramban brings a great raya, because the Gemara in Bava Basra, when discusses Yerusha, wants to say, well, let's learn Yerusha from Yehud. The Gemara says, no, you know what, let's learn Yerusha from Yibum. Let a brother get Yerusha first, because he's Kom Tachas Ochiv. He represents his brother. What's that have to do with anything? The Torah says, Yerusha is not a transfer of property, it's a transfer of identity. The identity of the mace is now going over to the Yorshim. And therefore, that cannot be excluded from Yorshim. Just like we said, you can't exclude Sibur from Shutfim, because it's different. Tfusas Abayis is another whole new parasha. And actually, that's what the word Tfusas Abayis means. The word Tfusas Abayis means you're holding on to the house. The house is continuing. The matz of HaKadam is continuing. And technically, by Tmura, that would also qualify. You may have a different problem that the Gemara talks about. Maybe the Yerush is not called a Baal HaKarban. Maybe, like we discussed in the beginning of the Masechta, maybe the Yerush is a Mechaper, it's not Mechaper. But it's a different issue. It's not a Tzibur.